The universal call to the marriage supper. And Jesus answered and spoke unto them again by parables, and said, The kingdom of heaven is like unto a certain king, who made a marriage for his son and sent forth his servants to call them that were invited to the wedding. But they would not come. Again, he sent forth other servants, saying, Tell them who have been invited, Behold, I have prepared my dinner. My oxen and my fatlings are killed, and all things are ready. Come unto the marriage. The rejection of the call. But they made light of it, and went their ways, one to his farm, another to his merchandise. And the remnant took his servants, and entreated them spitefully, and slew them. But when the king heard thereof, he was wroth, and he sent forth his armies, and destroyed those murderers, and burned up their city. Then he said to his servants, The wedding is ready, but they who have been invited were not worthy. Go you therefore into the highways, and as many as you shall find, call them to come to the marriage. The requirement of the right apparel. So those servants went out into the highways, and gathered together all as many as they found, both bad and good, and the wedding was furnished with guests. And when the king came in to see the guests, he saw a man not wearing a wedding garment. And he said unto him, Friend, how did you manage to get in without wearing a wedding garment? And the man was speechless. Then said the king to the servants, Bind him hand and foot, and take him away, and cast him into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. For many are called, but few are chosen. Matthew chapter 22 verse 1-14 There is room for all now. When one of those who sat at the table with him heard these things, he said to him, Blessed is he who shall eat bread in the kingdom of God. Then Jesus said to him, A certain man gave a great supper and invited many, and sent his servant at supper time to say to those who were invited, Come, for all things are now ready. But they all, with one accord, began to make excuses. The first said to him, I have bought a piece of ground, and I must go and see it. I ask you to have me excused. And another said, I have bought 5 yokes of oxen, and I am going to test them. I ask you to have me excused. Still, another said, I have married a wife, and therefore I cannot come. So that servant came and reported these things to his master. Then the master of the house, being angry, said to his servant, Go out quickly into the streets and lanes of the city, and bring in here the poor and the maimed and the lame and the blind. And the servant said, Master, it is done as you commanded, and still there is room. Then the master said to the servant, Go out into the highways and hedges and compel them to come in, that my house may be filled. For I say to you that none of those men who were invited shall taste my supper. Luke chapter 14 verse 15-24. This is really important. You have to know this. Jesus' words leave no room for indifference. The invitation to the marriage supper of the Lamb has gone out to all, first to the privileged, then to the poor, the broken, the forgotten. This is the universal call of God through the gospel. Come, for all things are now ready. But those who treat the invitation lightly, who are too busy, too distracted, or too proud, will find themselves shut out. And those who try to enter without the garment of righteousness, without true repentance and faith in Christ, will be cast into outer darkness. The king is merciful, but he is not mocked. Jesus' parables warn us that religious familiarity does not equal readiness, and that grace is free, but not cheap. The feast of the kingdom is prepared, the doors are open, and the servants are still calling. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. Come to the feast. Come on his terms. Come now, before the door is shut.